Rated ARG for Pirate.
Hello and welcome to a podcast from the Real Scratch Pad. Boy, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I'm Tetris Dork, and joining with me are Rack Attack Force.
Hey.
Sketch.
Hey.
Dragon Piece.
Hey.
And Don East.
Hey.
As you're wondering what happened to our respective shows in AOCP and Notaku Diaries, well...
Hiatus. Just hiatus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't even call this a hiatus anymore for any LCP. I'd just say it's practically over.
It's dead, Jim.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is a shame, because we never got to do our... we'll never see the My Little Pony episode.
Or...
That one was streamed.
Oh, it did?
I don't think the regular show one did stream.
Oh, the regular show.
Yeah, I don't even know the regular show one streaming.
Never saw, We never even made an Adventure Time episode.
Yeah, there was no Adventure Time.
Nope.
The Transformers Prime stream...
I did.
Think all
the only ones that actually
ones except
the only
Dan
ones
versus.
That he made. The only ones
Dan
he made
Fox
were
the madness that was recording that episode.
The Dan versus episode not turned out well.
Dragon Peace.
Oh, I can easily post some of those episodes.
So no, the thing I find funny the most is the only ones actually aired pretty were just canceled cartoons in the end. I mean, we reviewed Ultra Scene, Symbionic Titan, Problem Cyber, Solver Stoics.
No,
I
no,
guess
no,
it has.
Got news.
Amazingly, it escaped the curse.
Somehow.
Yes. It Rope somehow got a second season.
It's cheap.
Wait, no, Cartoon Network actually didn't renew it. They just kept making new episodes, I think, and they're just going to act like it was renewed, from my understanding.
Oh, man, there's nothing about us on the internet.
But we have reunited to talk about Comic-Con!
Yeah!
Which occurred last week as to this recording. So I want to start off with talking about probably the one that actually came away with more positive than negative, Marvel, and the fact they have announced pretty much a bunch of new shows that aren't even in development, are like in this way early in development, like 4 live action shows, AKA Jessica Jones, which is essentially the adaptation of Alias, but they can't call it Alias because there was already another ABC show called Alias.
And that's based on Spider-Woman.
No, it's based on Jessica Jones. Not Spider-Woman is Jessica Drew.
Right.
Jessica Jones is the former superhero turned detective who eventually hooks up with Luke Cage.
Right.
And that's going to be will eventually air on ABC sometime in the next...
ABC or ABC Family?
Well, ABC.
Well, of course it's going to air on an ABC network. It's owned by Disney.
So it will be the new Hulk, live-action Hulk series. Which will be focused more on the relationship between Bruce and Betty.
Well,
let me look at the panel again.
Cheesy.
Are they gonna make a She-Hulk show?
No. It'll be okay. Corin said Jeff Loeb, who is now overseeing all of Marvel Television, it will focus on the early days of the Hulk when people didn't know about his terrifying secret and enormous powers. End quote.
But that's why we like the Hulk.
And that's what it will be. They also announced a new, for ABC Family, Cloak and Dagger.
That's an interesting franchise.
Seems like a weird...
And instead, they're going to take that show... Yeah. Well, they're going to, instead of basing it in New York City, both characters will be in New Orleans. Post-Katrina.
Oh, of course.
Is it really necessary to emphasize that part? Could just said New Orleans.
Well, could New Orleans pre-Katrina, like the 80s?
True.
Were they really that different?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
One is a disaster hadn't happened.
Oh.
They're also in an earlier stage of development, beyond those three, will be a Mockingbird series, in which it'll be a younger version of the character herself.
Hmm.
Any thoughts?
Sounds like they should make a She-Hulk show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it could be like Harvey Birdman.
But you know how it will end up being.
Yeah.
It could end up looking like, I don't know, Ally McBeal or Grey's Anatomy.
Well, the Dan Slott one on She-Hulk was pretty much Harvey Birdman of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
It could have...
But remember, if you're going to air a She-Hulk in a... on ABC...
It would drop, yeah.
And remember, if you're going to air it on... not just ABC, but... network television.
They should just make a She-Hulk cartoon.
Well, the closest we get to a She-Hulk cartoon, and it'll be Hulk and the Agents of Smash, which was announced at Comic-Con this week, past weekend.
Oh yeah, Hulk team show.
Yeah, based on the most recent, on the more recent events after the Hulk comic books. So,
I can't help but think that title sounds like a kiddish cartoon. So, what exactly is the plot of the show again?
Essentially, it's
the new Hulk. Or...
The Hulk and the Agents of Smash?
Yeah.
Essentially, Hulk teams up.
Sorry.
Hulk teams up with She-Hulk, Red Hulk.
Oh boy.
Scar and A-Bomb.
Too many olds.
And on a side note, Paul Dini is also working on the show.
Tawncoat.
Well, he's also working on Ultimate Spider-Man's with Man of Action.
Tawncoat.
We learned from. Which we learn more about. Drake was the voice of Peter.
Oh, God.
I'm just born this day.
So Dragonfly becomes Spider-Man.
Yeah. Steve McBride is Nick Fury. Steven Weber is Norman Osborn. And Clark Gregg is reprising his role as Agent Phil Coulson from the movie. Yeah, Coulson. There's going to be a bunch of cameos from... It's going to take place a year after... essentially, Spider-Guy's powers. And it'll be him learning how to become a superhero. We have Dr.
There'll be a case in which he breaks the fourth wall, even. So.
I can't believe I forgot. Don't forget to stand the janitor.
Yeah, oh yeah, Stan Lee as Stan the Janitor.
You know, I have a theory about Stan Lee in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're all clones of him. They're just clones of him running around because, let's see, he was in Iron Man 1 and 2 as pretty much the same character. And Saw, he was a redneck. And the Incredible Hulk, he was a guy who got killed by radioactive poisoned Juice and...
And in Captain America, he was a general.
Yeah, I just think this just a bunch of clones in, of Stan Lee running around in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it turns out it's caused by the Jackal. The Skrulls!
Yeah.
I'm not getting
a secret invasion just yet for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, it's the Stan Lee... The Excelsior invasion!
Yeah. But continuing on with Ultimate Spider-Man, there's going to be a bunch of cameos. Dr. Doom will be in it. Electro, Venom, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, the Hulk. All of them will look like they're Ultimate versions. So there's probably not going to be an Avengers crossover anytime soon.
Because the Avengers doesn't exist in that universe. There's the old...
So, anyone have any opinion about the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon?
Why does this exist?
Sounds like Spider-Man the Brave and the Bold.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was at first when I heard it.
And you know, if you think about it, it totally makes sense. Batman is DC's biggest character, so they use Batman to do a show where you showcase the other characters. So naturally, they would do the same thing over at Marvel with Spider-Man. It's kind of a bait and switch, though, because they were talking about it being more like, well, let's just get it out there, Young Justice. But... now it seems to be not that.
Why
just the cameo fest.
Then why didn't they just make
a merger of? I think it's a merger of more or less Spectacular Spider-Man and Brave and the Bold, because it's still Spider-Man trying to become who he is today. Although in the Ultimate Universe, Peter Parker's dead.
Let's get it. But why didn't they just make a Marvel team-up series?
Because you want to have a figurehead.
Well, Spider-Man was the main lead team-up character for most of that run.
I think they should have called it Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, but they already did that.
Oh my god.
I technically they had Pride.
That show. That show on DVD.
Come on, the 80s are back. The 80s are back, why not?
Actually, that's starting to die out.
Actually, that's starting to die out, man.
It's a new decade.
Mm-hmm.
A new
life. What are you talking about? Like, in the past couple of years, there have been tons of 80s revivals.
But soon, the 90s.
The 90s are what's all dead at the moment.
Face it, time has changed.
Which sadly means we'll probably get to that.
Dad was very late to the party, that's for sure. A good 10 years later than most.
Yeah, Thundercats was always kind of late with the party, but.
I'm a little bit confused here. So getting back to the Ultimate Spider-Man series, I'm a bit confused. So with Nick Fury, basically every episode he's giving Spider-Man a new friend to team up with, and
I don't think so.
Is it gonna be like Chief Quimby?
I don't think so. It looks like Spider-Man will still be solo.
I just have imagined Samuel Jackson as Chief Quimby. Oh no! Oh, why do I put up with that motherfucker? And there's your bleep.
Okay, I know this is off topic, but who's heard of the new Samuel L. Jackson book, Go the Fuck to Sleep, Child? I hate to use swearing on this podcast, but it's a book he's made. And it's like a children's book, and he's pretty much telling people, you know, but he's using cuss words in a really funny way.
Actually, it's the book by Adam Mansbach and Ricardo Cortez. apparently someone recorded Samuel L. Jackson reading it. And apparently a lot of people have now read it.
Yeah.
Well, because Sam Jackson made it cool.
What can he not make?
Apparently read the audiobook, and there's a several celebrity readings going about, including Werner Herzog, Kevin Pollak doing an impression of Christopher Walken, as two of them. But that's off topic. On topic. The Avengers.
I'm getting a live action movie. Ha.
Yeah.
Yes.
But sticking with Marvel. All
right.
Avengers Season 2. They teased the Fantastic Four will make a cameo in an episode called Private War of Dr. Doom.
Hmm. And guess who gets into a fight at the very beginning of the episode? The Hulk. Because the Hulk can obviously not go a few minutes without having it smash.
In the Thing.
Right. Yes.
Oh.
Because it's obviously clobbering time.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I mean,
I need to watch that.
I need to finish the Avengers Season 1. Yeah. I know it's on Netflix.
I am so behind on that.
Same.
I stopped watching after, like, the first half of Season 1, Goblin World. Because I was just watching to see how the team was formed at first. But now I don't really have much of an initiative to watch.
I think I stopped watching after everyone got gamma irradiated.
Oh, so did you guys see the Ultron episodes yet?
Yeah, I think I did see the Ultron episode.
No, didn't see that one yet.
It's on Netflix now.
What part of has not started watching yet?
Sorry, man. But the transition now. Let's talk about the Marvel movie.
Oh, man, one thing I want to say about the Ultimate Spider-Man. I think it's really funny that Drake Bell is opposite Stephen Weber already after the Fairly Odd Parents live-action movie.
That is insane. I forgot about that.
Let's not mention that. Anyone who will mention that will be banished to a forest and be locked in the dungeon where they've banished.
Is anyone surprised that it's getting a sequel? Oh, no.
Do you want to get banished?
Maybe.
Let's jump in and talk about the Marvel movies. They didn't discuss the Avengers. It was there.
Can we discuss Captain America right now? Since that one just came out.
Yeah. I want to save that a little bit for later.
I don't want to spoil anyone.
Yeah, okay. We're still a little deep of the Comic-Con news.
So there's not really much special about Captain America at this point.
Yeah.
Except it's an awesome flick.
Yeah.
But the Avengers seemed way too... Yeah. I mean, I love how they tease the Avengers in Iron Man 2, but in Captain America... was just a bit rushed. The plotline for the Avengers was a lot better. But for this film, it just seemed like they were just doing it to promote the film.
Well, they did show the title at the end.
Yeah, and they showed the title at the end of the Thor movie.
They show the con.
Showed, Thor will join next to the Avengers.
Where the hell is this, the big poster they unveiled for the Avengers movie? Like, the series of posters.
The poster? Yeah. Hold on. Copying link. This is... The only big thing Avengers movie...
Who's doing that?
...thing they showed... was the poster. Which is a pretty damn good poster. Nice.
Yeah. really cinematic. And I like also, how Iron Man has images of the Foss model, Iron Manga, Whiplash. I mean, I'll tie back to those movies.
Mm-hmm. And we did get a first look at Hawkeye in his costume.
And the new Captain America costume. Story.
Oh, yeah. That's what I gotta talk about. I think the suit looks cool and all, but I was kind of hoping we'd get a more traditional Captain America costume look.
I think both the crappy 1990 Captain America movie and the USO outfit shows why that would not translate well to the big screen.
I guess.
I mean, the wings... But... Oh, and we get to see a look at the helicarrier.
Mm-hmm.
The who character?
The helicarrier.
Shield helicarrier.
Yeah, the big floating headquarters for Shield.
Ah.
You know, it's amazing how tight-lipped they are on this movie, considering it comes out next year.
Oh, we'll see
next year,
I'm sure.
Yeah. They just really want to make this big, since all the big films that they've been hyping are coming together for this.
Yeah, but I think the thing was, Captain America debuted the weekend of Comic-Con, so gotta put all your muscle into that first and foremost.
Yeah, we'll probably see something at New York Comic-Con next year.
Yeah.
You mean this October?
Well, New York Comic-Con is this fall.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
And now, transitioning from Marvel Cinematic, we go to the new Wolverine movie. Hugh Jackman revealed the Silver Samurai will be the villain.
Ooh.
Wait, who will be the villain?
The Silver Samurai.
Cool. So they're trying to go Wolverine and the X-Men on us.
Well, it's going to be set in Japan, and...
Yeah.
Japan is part of Logan's long-winded, really convoluted backstory.
I remember that. I don't know why, but all animated series have to have something to do with Japan somehow.
Well, this is a live-action movie.
I mean with superhero character backgrounds. The swordsman always has... I guess that makes sense. But, yeah.
Okay.
So, this film's going to be called The Wolverine, right? And
right.
So, are they ever going to make any other X-Men origins? Or
well,
they might, but...
Well, the plans for the Magneto one got scrapped and got put into...
First Class.
First Class, which I need to see.
Same here.
Oh, that's a good movie.
So I've heard.
I still gotta see it. I heard it's a great movie. I gotta watch it myself.
And finally, on the Marvel movie side, we learned a little. We saw a little bit more of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Why?
They qualified it.
How can you do that? It's Spider-Man. You don't need to pander to any demographics.
And if you here, Andrew Garfield, who plays Spider-Man the movie, he dressed up in this really bad Spider-Man costume, went up and hid in the crowd of the Spider-Man panel at Comic-Con to introduce his own movie. And he gave a long-winded speech about how Spider-Man saved his life.
Of course, this whole thing's kind of undermined when the guy playing the Lizard... is acting like a dick and got arrested.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
But seriously, my thoughts on Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man. Has anyone seen the Nostalgia Critic's review of We're Back, A Dinosaur Story?
I have.
Yeah.
What? No! You're waving Spider-Man! Get off the American icon, you fascist!
And there... Any more thoughts? Are we amazing?
Other than the fact that the Anderson's chair makes me think of Mirror's Edge, no.
I mean,
yeah, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine Spider-Man, I think a first-person Spider-Man game would be awesome now.
You know?
Yeah.
Actually, my first thought I thought was...
Can I just come a Saiyan?
Yeah. Don? Yeah.
Can I just find it ironic that this is going to be released 10 years after the first Spider-Man movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just... Wow.
Yeah, are we going to expect another 2022? The Spectacular Spider-Man?
Okay, hold on. Amazing is going to be released... I forgot. It's going to be released in 2012, but what month?
May.
Damn! So is the Avengers!
Well, no one's really...
Sony's getting the early, Sony's getting Memorial Day.
Yeah, Sony's being...
Wait, the Spider-Man movie is... Wait, the Spider-Man movie is July 4th.
It is?
Yeah, it is. I mean, no, July 3rd. Yeah.
I guess they pushed it back.
Nice.
I guess they pushed it back to avoid... beaten by the Avengers. Of course,
yeah.
I'll still get ass kicked by Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait for that film.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which little was shown except for, like, a teaser trailer and a poster.
That's an
The teaser trailer was pretty epic. I like that chant that they did at the end of the trailer.
I love, it's just some random guy's parody of it. Nolan! Chris! Nolan! What are they doing? Oh, that's a stockbroker. They always end the meetings like this.
And to finally wrap up the Marvel stuff, I want to touch up on the comic book end. Essentially, the whole digital expansion. Remember when DC announced that... When they announced they were rebooting the entire universe? That... all other DCU titles will be in date digital as well as in the comic book stores. Marvel announced that Spider-Man and X-Men comics will be going day and date digital.
Good.
Starting with the Spider Island books.
Ugh.
It looked interesting. I want to see Mary Jane with spider powers.
They're not going to do that. No, they're going to focus on that stupid Carly Cooper, who, by the way, has the same name as Joe Quesada's daughter.
No. Then why is Mary Jane posing on the wall like she has spider powers in the most in an upcoming cover of Amazing?
Well, everyone's going to get it, and I don't know.
Wait. They're hooking up Spider-Man with a girl with the same name as Joe Q's daughter.
Yep. It's kind of his girlfriend.
The plan has come to fruition.
I know. It's not that funny. It's sad and annoying and it pisses me off.
And
it'll be funny if they ever undo it, if the day Quesada finally gets his ass on the street, as Tom assure wills it, we can laugh and how stupid the idea, and that the writers at Marvel will finally come clean that One More Day is a stupid idea, because I know that at least someone at Marvel thinks that that was a stupid idea, and they don't want to speak out to save their job.
Done ranting, because I wanted to announce that the X-Men books, theirs going to begin when Wolverine and the X-Men and Uncanny... And the reboot of Uncanny will be dropping when they go day and day digital. Yeah. The X-Men books will start immediately after Schism, when there's now two different X-Men teams. One led by Psyche in both politics and ideals.
Oh, goody.
Wolverine and the X-Men #1 will take place in which Wolverine heads back to New York and start and starts up shop with the X-Men there.
Yeah, because that's what Wolverine's known for, being a leader. Wait, no, they're not.
And then, and then with the brand new number one of Uncanny, we have Cyclops continuing to lead his team, whoever's staying in San Francisco. And Marvel announced that soon all their titles will go day-and-day digital. It just takes time. Essentially, whenever a new series debuts, it'll be day-and-day digital. And whenever a new story arc happens, it'll be day-and-day. So that you can get a good jumping-off point for new readers.
That's nice.
I know. I kind of figured they would do this. You know, anything you can do, I can do better type deal DC and Marvel have.
Took them long enough.
Yep. Well, it only took both of them, let's see, Marvel 2 months after DC announced the whole reboot.
Oh, yeah. And,
which we're now...
Token
to talk
power.
About... Wait, in another podcast. We're going to talk about it in another podcast.
Token power. Justice League, we have a black guy now. Short pack for those who don't get it. But mind if I change the topic a bit? Take over. No. Was one bit of news about regarding DC. At a Comic-Con panel with DC, a woman dressed up as Batgirl, the Stephanie Brown version to be specific, went to all the every panel related to DC and asked the question of, how come there's a lack of female creators on the staff? And that was like the big news since DC's whole big reboot is all about tokenism and diversity and all that. And yet the only real notable writer on the DC staff is Gail Simone. Happy birthday, Gail. Mm-hmm. And today, in fact, DC has responded. They are going to, in fact, get more of a female involvement. In fact, one DC... U title is going to be done by Nicholas Scott. Let me just look up who that is. Okay, loading.
Bizarre.
I mean, I'm glad that DC... I'm surprised DC actually called them out on... Actually responded. I thought that they would just ignore it. Oh, Nicholas Scott, oh, surprise, surprise, she's actually... Someone that collaborated with Gail Simone.
So, kind of a good thing.
Yeah, it's good that there's more of a... For supposed... Oh god, we just lost Dragon Peace.
We'll get him back.
But anyway, it's good that they actually respond instead of ignoring it, and it just shows... And... Major victory for Batgirl! Too bad this incarnation is going to get the shaft come the reboot.
Yeah. Oh, but we'll discuss the reboot in a later podcast.
Whoa!
What the?
Get!
Trying to bleed my ear!
Are you trying to kill us?
Or trying to make us deaf?
It's like
I'm not doing anything.
But, okay, the only thing cartoon DC has up lined up is the Green Lantern cartoon, which they showed 6 minutes of it, is now legally available online.
And I shall switch right now.
3D CG.
Again.
What? Why is it CGI?
The design, it does look like the Superman 64 video game. It's just much, much cleaner looking than the N64 game.
But it still looks like it. It's just that the aesthetic. Bruce Timm's design is clearly done for a 2D aesthetic.
Yeah, it doesn't look in 3D.
I mean, if the CGI is high quality, like, say, Clone Wars, maybe it could pass.
I'd like to see the style like the Fire Beater TV film.
It's kind of sad that it's not even as good as Clone Wars.
I mean,
oh,
It's okay.
You know, it's not even as good as that Lego special recently.
And that's
that Star Wars Lego special. That had really good production value.
Yeah, that's
the
one.
As the resident Green Lantern fanboy, I gotta say, the story is good, I guess. We got another Hal Jordan's the newbie cliche. I guess that's what the writer can only go with. And we got the Red Lanterns. To explain, for those who don't know, in recent years, there were other different colored lanterns, and the Red Lanterns are the color of rage and anger.
Yeah.
And
money! More money!
What does this have to do with money?
That's
more lanterns. More lanterns, based on the entire color spectrum, equals more
toys,
marketable
toys,
characters.
Toys!
I'm pretty sure it was just... Okay, maybe, but I think it was just Geoff Johns retconning that the entire Green Lantern power is the color of will, and that Sinestro is the color of fear, and having to justify why Hal Jordan can be good if he killed a bunch of people in the 90s.
I just
can't get past the CGI. The backgrounds are so bad. They're just bland. The voice acting is okay. I think it's the fact that the animation just brings down the project. If this was in 2D, I don't get this. It's like Warner Brothers wants to screw over the Green Lantern franchise. Between this and the movie, which, by the way, I did like the movie.
I thought the movie was fine. I don't see what people's problem is.
Yeah, I thought it was too sci-fi for me.
Movie Bob's a hypocrite. He gave The Last Airbender a pass, saying it to be judged on its own merits, yet screamed like a sort of little shit fit about this movie.
That's stupid.
Okay, I'm gonna say my thoughts about Green Lantern right now, since I finally have the chance. It wasn't as good as I was expecting it to be, but for at least a $200 million budget, I was expecting it to be a fun-filled comic adventure fun. But instead, it was just a movie full of too much sci-fi. Like, I think the director just watched way too many sci-fi movies when he made
this. Green Lantern is—he's a space cop, of course.
Yeah,
so yeah,
I know that. I understand that, but it was way too rushed.
Green Lantern. That's probably why it's such a hassle getting a Green Lantern movie off the ground, because it requires to be so much in space, so many aliens,
so much CG.
Great. If you don't really advertise, I mean, if you don't really expand the plot on the space element, it's not gonna turn out well.
The problem is, you know, they could have probably got more money on the special effects if they just made a flipping costume instead of a CGI veiny. I don't know. I get the idea, but I just rather have this really cool fan-made picture someone made of Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern having like this costume akin to the DCAU that was kind of circulating around the internet. That would have been cool. We kind of got more money on better effects for Parallax, which...
Did you guys hear about the director's cut of Green Lantern and about that the Warner Brothers really cut out a lot of the stuff the director actually wanted in the film?
Yeah, something about expounding more on Hal's relationship with Hector Hammond, which I have to admit is kind of abrupt. Like, wait a minute, they're friends? Since when? But to anyone that complains about it being inaccurate, they haven't read Geoff Johns' Green Lantern. Namely, Secret Origins. Yes, he has daddy issues, because that happened in the comics. His dad did die in an air crash.
I have yet to see Green Lantern. I probably will on DVD.
Probably. Oh, well. Well, it's not like Ian can rely on graphic novels and critically acclaimed non-canon Vertigo titles for the rest of its life. They have to make movies sometime.
Yeah.
They just gotta show a bit more balls, they gotta remember. Marvel, they kept screwing up too. Daredevil,
X3, Elektra, the Fantastic Four movies, although most that blame for the those could be easily leveled on Fox. But then Marvel got it. You're right. Marvel got its shit together.
And
now, so what else are we talking about now?
Okay, let's transition to some of the other stuff from Comic-Con, like Legend of Korra. Teaser trailer debut.
This is gonna be good.
This is gonna be great.
Looks awesome.
The
downside I have about this is the whole everyone I ever knew and cared about from Avatar is dead thing. I don't get that. How can they all die off? I mean, shit, Boomer got to live to be 100.
Mm-hmm. I hate
that. That's going to be an interesting how they're going to tackle it.
I mean, I guess they're trying to make sure they don't try to sever ties with the past, but shit. I kind of want to see some of that since some kind of, in the cases of some characters, legitimate closure.
I remember reading a while back that Zuko, the voice of Zuko, did record some stuff for Legend of Korra, so
for sure it's not for Zuko. Unless he managed to find a way to stay as a teenager to please his fangirls.
Who knows?
I need to do a retrospective on that. I'll post an episode by episode review like SF Debris does with Star Trek, and I'll post it on the scratch pad if I ever get that off the ground.
Because the scratch pad always needs more post after all.
Yeah. We'll work on it. Also shown was the
Legend of Korra. I like how
I
like the whole urban fantasy aspect.
Oh yeah. The seeing of the big cities and they're still airbending and waterbending.
I really like that.
Statue of Aang.
And I can't help but find it awesome that Korra is trying to learn airbending this season. So it kind of is book four air, if you think about it.
If this is going to be expanded upon as a series instead of just being a mini-series.
It's an expanded series. It has
it's two
a first season of 12 and a second season of 13 episodes.
Oh, really? Oh, cool! Yeah,
and I think Brian and Mike wrote all the episodes, so...
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is just me being silly, but was anyone thinking of Chio-chan when Kaa is lighting her big dog?
Oh yeah, that big giant.
I can't unsee it now.
I believe Topless Robot devoted an entire post just to the dog. It's just the image, the dog, and that was it.
Yippee, giant, big, lovable, white dog. It's like my like, I'm an avid dog lover. Like, aw, doggy.
Well, there's also the Walking Dead Season 2 trailer.
I didn't even see the first one, so I don't really care.
I have yet to finish the first season.
I didn't even watch.
Based off of a comic,
I heard
that
the pilot was awesome. The rest went into a declining quality. But I heard this time, season two is supposed to maintain that its quality throughout. I heard the trailer was badass.
Now I'm pretty sure I'm the only one here that collects toys. So some of the collecting stuff I like, example, Mattel announced that they got the license to use Filmation characters in their Master of the Universe Classics line.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I actually got into this line. I got a Skeletor figure here, molding it. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Good sculpt, posability, all in all, a great figure, and want to get more, and apparently they're finally going to do toys based off of several notable characters from mostly one-offs that did not get a toy. on display was Shadow Weaver from She-Ra. In fact, Mattel pulled out several cool stuff. Like, they're going to do a... You know how they have the license for Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
They're going to make a ghost trap prop replica.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can. It has sounds. You can detach the thing like in the movies. Really cool. And they're planning on doing more stuff involving these Mego style real Ghostbuster action figures. Like, you're going to do one of Janine and a villain from the real Ghostbusters called Samhain, the spirit of Halloween. It's pretty cool. And I gotta say, since I love the real Ghostbusters cartoon.
My most interesting toy stories from Comic-Con are threefold. One is that Lego got the rights to do the Marvel.
Oh, again? Jesus!
Let me.
What?
Say.
What was that?
That was Sketch trying to talk. But instead turned.
No, I didn't see anything.
The hell?
You tell me to make your noises? That doesn't make any sense.
The echo comes from your blinking, from your icon. So it's sound problems on your end.
But what you were saying, Tetris Store.
Lego? Okay. Well, I'm as interested. There's like only three like toy or action figure or collectible thing stories that kind of interested me. One is the fact that Lego now has the rights to do Marvel and DC figures.
How's that?
They have the license. They have both licenses, and they showed off minifigs. There are minifigs at Comic-Con.
Now that's pretty cool. I think the last time anyone got the license to use both Lego, both Marvel and DC was Mego back in the 70s.
Yeah. But if you see the pictures, they had Hulk, Thor, Cap, Iron Man, Wolverine, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Nice.
Joker, Poison Ivy. But they're also going to be making Green Lantern, Lex Luthor, Harley Quinn, some more Spider-Man sets, Avenger sets, X-Men sets. And I believe they're also making a Deadpool. A Lego Deadpool.
Yes.
And there's also now, it opens up the possibility of the more Lego video games.
Sweet.
You know, I want to see an Amalgam set.
That would be...
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this Zane hat Marvel and DC did a crossover event back in the 90s, and like the Marvel vs. DC, and at one point they did this thing called the Amalgam Universe, where it's just characters blended. Like, we had Captain America and Superman becoming the Super Soldier, Batman and Wolverine becoming Raven.
Oh yeah, they could totally do that.
That would be crazy.
Wonder Woman and Storm became the Amazon, I think.
That would be awesome.
But
I like
that. But oh, what was the other toy news you wanted to say?
Well, the other is the fact that I'm interested. You know, I've been interested in the Kotobukiya by Shoujo line.
Uh huh.
They expanded again.
To what?
Recently they expanded. At the beginning of the year, they expanded to include DC.
Uh huh.
This earlier, and then they added movies and by throwing in a Ghostbuster figure.
Oh yeah.
And now they're going into video games, beginning with Tekken and Mass Effect.
Huh.
Which is.
Don't want to say about that.
Won't be interesting.
Yeah.
One thing that I saw was those Voltron figures that you can put the pilot in. Like, they're big enough to put the pilot in, but they can also form Voltron. And there's, like, a mail-in subscription for it, and if you get all of them through the subscription, you get a Benton action figure.
Yeah, the yes. Marvel Voltron. That's their Voltron. That's the Marvel Collectors Club. They have the same thing.
Maddie.
Yeah, Mattel Collectors Club.
Maddie Collectors Club. That smug git.
Like right now, it's a.
It's really cool, you know. You have the figures of the characters, and you can put them in the lines, and they fit in the lines, and then they can form Voltron. That's like awesome.
I can't believe it took them this long to do that.
They're actually making a 2 foot tall Voltron. Yeah, that 2 foot tall Voltron.
Mm. Oh, man.
And then there's the announcement of Marvel Legends returning.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Wave 1 will be coming in January 2012 will be Modern Thor, Extremis Iron Man, Steve Rogers and his Shield Togs, Constrictor, Claw, Hope, and the Build-A-Figure will be Terrax.
And that's not what Extremis Iron Man is. It's the series that inspired the movie design for the armor.
Yeah. Series 2 will be Bucky Cap, Dokken, a.k.a. Wolverine's son, Madame Hydra, Black and Green Spider-Man, and various members of the Wrecking Crew.
The Wrecking Crew.
Don't know how they're going to pull that off. But, Wave 2's Build-A-Figure will be Airman Zola.
Not as seen as the Captain America movie, though.
No.
One other bit of toy news that interested me. Every year it's, this is Doctor Who related, so only I would care about it, but the company that makes the Doctor Who figures, they would usually do one based off of the new series and one based off of the classic series. What they're doing for the classic one is that they're making an entirely new figure based on one of the Fourth Doctor's companions, Leela, savage woman that the Doctor picked up at one point. And I'm impressed by that because she would be the second companion figure from the classic line to be added. First one being Perry. And the fact that they got this really neat new packaging. It finally has the classic logo on it. Up to that point, classic figures use the first logo of the new series, which was really jarring. But I hope this means that the classic line, which was speculated to just die down, would still have some life in it. I guess.
And, one more announcement concerning Comic-Con. Voltron live-action movie is still back on. It's got a new, Relativity Media announced they are making it.
And what have they made?
Which I am just Googling. They own the Rogue label. The Rogue Pictures label.
Oh, boy. I don't remember anything remarkable from them.
Let's see. Going to 2008, you have Vantage Point, The Other Boy, Lynn and Girl, Bank Job, 21, You Don't Mess With Gohan, Wanted, Hancock, Hellboy 2, Mamma Mia, Mummy 4, Mummy 2 with the Dragon Emperor, Death Race, Burn After Reading, Ross Nixon, Yes Man, 7 Pounds, Paul Blart, Mall Cop, the MacGuber movie, Fast and Furious, Zombieland, Bounty Hunter, Repo Man. Get him to the Greek.
Mall Cop.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Skyline, The Fighter
of the
Paul, Limitless.
What was that? Did you say the people that made what?
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh.
They're apparently involved in some of the production on it, apparently.
Well, Season those people Witch. Are doing it.
No, it's production. It may be. But they also did Limitless, Battle Los Angeles, Hop, Bridesmaids, Cowboys and Aliens, The Change-Up, Anonymous, Immortals. But as a distributor,
So it sounds like they've had a lot.
Those are the movies that had some inking left.
The Voltron movie can go either way.
Yeah, especially when you're dealing with the company who distributed movies like The Warrior's Way, Judy Moody in the Not Bummer Summer, Limitless, Take Me Home Tonight, and Season of the Witch.
Not Halloween 3.
No.
I'm just pointing that out. It's not Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
No, it's the Nick Cage movie.
I bet Halloween 3 is better. And that's the one that's the black sheep of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
The one with no Michael Myers.
Yeah. But yeah, that's who owns Voltron now. For the live-action movie.
Okay.
But just hope they can produce something.
Yeah, he is hoping.
Talking about live-action movies, did you guys hear Ben 10's getting one?
Another one!
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Is Ben 10 getting a live-action movie?
You mean live action theatrical?
Yeah.
Or another one?
Yeah, it's live action theatrical.
Is it going to be?
Yeah,
there's two made for cable live action movies.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
this one is.
This one's going to be in theaters.
Yeah.
Is it going to be based off of Ultimate Alien, or is it going to be an adaptation of the original?
I think it's going to be based on Ultimate Alien. And the made for TV one that was announced at Comic Con is animated and is based on the original.
By the way,
yeah,
did they give any info on the Ben 10 Generator Rex crossover?
They're doing one?
Yeah, it's going to be coming in November, I guess. Most likely Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, November Thanksgiving. It's going to be an extended Generator Rex episode, and Ben 10 will end up in Rex's world. It'll be drawn in the Rex style, which I like to hear because...
Yeah, that's good to hear. I hate when crossovers, they cheat and just use the same design you use in regular. Unless it's something like, say, Turtles Forever, where that's kind of the point.
Well, I would have been fine with them using the Ben 10 Ultimate Alien designs. I don't know why they didn't do it. They are different dimensions or whatever, so...
I mean, that's kind of like saying when the Lilo and Stitch cartoon just for no reason started doing crossovers with other Disney shows.
Yeah, that was weird.
And they use the same designs for the guest characters as they use on their regular show. And it doesn't come off as well. It's like, Lilo... Apparently, some of the characters of Recess are about as tall as a little Hawaiian girl. It's jarring to say the least.
And there's also a CGI animated movie for Ben 10.
Yeah, oh, just mentioned.
Destroy All Aliens.
Oh, jeez. Well, Cartoon Network, please get off that hard-on for CGI. I mean, Katzenberg's condemning it now.
Oh, yeah, did you hear about... I don't know if you guys talked about this, but did you hear about Captain Planet?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a live-action Captain Planet.
I think that was
it better be a parody, all I have to say. You cannot tell me that anyone will try to make a Captain Planet movie without...
I was reading that, the press release, and then they say it's going to be a cool action movie and there'll be a positive message. make a feature like hey, Turner, why Turner? Why Turner?
Why did you...
All I gotta say, we're getting a Captain Planet movie, but we're still not getting Samurai Jack's ending.
What the fuck?
What I wish was a picture of the SWAT cats blowing up Ted Turner's house. That's for canceling us, you jock! That's for canceling us without our season getting finished, you jock!
On the plus side, we're getting... There's classic Tom and Jerry and Looney Tunes cartoons will be on Blu-ray.
Will they be unedited?
Okay, reading through. The remastered Tom and Jerry Golden Collection will be released October 25th, 2011, and is currently available for pre-order. 50 of the greatest Looney Tunes cartoons, some of which have never even been seen on DVD, will be released in Looney Tunes Platinum Collection Volume 1 with a ton of extras on November 15th.
But how are they going to be restored? I mean...
They've apparently been remastered.
I mean,
well, Tom and Jerry
was
remastered.
The creative one, Stimpy, really spoke out against how Warner Bros. Was restoring their digital, like how they were digitally remastered, but actually hurting the print.
Now, well, can we get started on our discussion of Thundercats?
How we're going to do a Thundercats discussion, really?
I actually want...
Yeah, I thought that's what we were here for.
No,
partially for Comic Con.
Well, that was a Comic Con.
I did want to talk about Thundercats.
Let's say that.
Since we now just recently watched it.
Can we make this quick?
Yeah, let's make it quick.
90's all that in 55 minutes.
Like an hour.
I mean, this wasn't going to be a full out discussion since this, you know, we only saw an hour of it.
Yeah, let's just say it's good.
Yeah.
It's improvement.
It's off to a good start.
I loved it.
Well, anything's an improvement from the original.
And I know. I watched the original.
But
I'm not saying that one's bad.
Simply put,
but
it looks...
The new series is...
We're going to need a lot to watch it a lot more.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if Cartoon Network ever decided to repeat it.
Why would they not do that? I don't understand.
At least Sunday night, like to do Young Justice, Teddy.
Maybe it's to make it must-see TV?
Well, they don't say one-time chance, but... Of course, they have to be.
Well, why wouldn't they say that?
Well,
I don't know. It's just, of course, they're advertising the next week's episode is going to be during the Phineas and Ferb movie.
Oh my god! They're just trying to get the
Phineas and Ferb. Rising Files. I'll be
honestly, they probably should have waited to launch Thundercats until September.
Yeah, that would.
But this is the same company that. But, you know what, we don't have that many Young Justice episodes, but let's air whatever we have anyway.
Yeah, that's going to really pop the show when it comes back.
Yeah.
Eventually.
No, what's really going to hurt the show when it comes back is if it has to premiere at 6:30.
Yeah.
I kind of want to wait off of tonight's premiere since Nickelodeon decided to air Atlantis SpongeBob special. Not a new one, but a rerun.
Oh,
reruns are always good. Right? Yeah, SpongeBob always gets good ratings.
Oh, confound that, Sponge! We'll never die!
No! No, wait, that sounded like a Peter laugh.
Never die, and it'll never go HD.
No!
Well, actually, that one episode was HD.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Funny.
Well, it was a special.
Wait,
and then they rewrite it in SD. I don't get why Nickelodeon is so afraid of 2D shows in HD. Wait. Everything else is HD on the network.
Wait, SpongeBob is not
in 3D cartoons are in HD.
The Nickcoms.
The Planet Sheen are
HD. Power Rangers Samurai is in HD.
And that show sucks.
But still, it's in HD. And yet, shows like Tub Puppy...
in HD.
Tough Puppy's not in HD. What? Let me see.
You know when Pokemon's in HD, a show needs to be in HD.
I mean...
You just don't.
Nickelodeon's HD prop affair is another topic for another day.
I mean, they're gonna have to eventually when DVDs get ultimately phased out and they realize... Oh shit, we just can't put these SpongeBob episodes on Blu-ray. What's the point of that?
Yeah, they're so gotta. They gotta step up.
Oh, they're gonna scale them up, and they're gonna look bad.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised. How does Full Metal Panic look in HD?
Speaking of things getting scaled up that are gonna look bad, Dragon Ball Z on Blu-ray.
Oh yeah, they announced that. Funimation was at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, Funimation actually announced something at Comic-Con. That's a first.
I'll just let.
And it didn't announce much at Otakon besides Heaven's Lost, some etchy movie.
Heaven's Lost Property.
Yeah.
AKA the pant. You know the. Remember the, when the flying panties were ratcheting up on the internet? Or gaining traction as an internet meme?
I think it's a funny show. Not gonna lie.
And,
what?
Heaven's Lost Part.
Kind of entertaining.
Wait, what show?
Heaven's Lost
Property.
We really don't need to get into this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, another thing I want to talk about was the DC Nation coming to Cartoon Network.
It's still scheduled like 2012.
It's coming in March. We know it's coming in March.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what's on it.
Said Young Justice Season 2 will start on DC Nation in March.
Oh, well.
Good. So they're waiting until March now?
No. There's still the rest of Season 1 of Young Justice.
Yeah, this fall. September or October. But,
TV Guide's had new Batman and new Young Justice in fall.
Who is officially called NJ?
You're breaking up. It.
Seriously.
Your mic is. Oy.
Okay.
And with that, I think we've gone through all of our topics at hand.
The season 2 is officially called NJ.
Invasion.
Oh,
season 2
of
Injustice?
Yeah.
Season 2's Invasion. It's only 10 episodes, but they have been told to start coming up with episodes beyond that.
Hello?
Even though they haven't officially been told they have the go-ahead for more episodes.
Oy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that break's not going to help.
Yeah, it's gonna kill the show event. Yeah, way to screw up Cartoon Network.
Or I would say Cartoon Network, Warner Brothers, and DC.
Yeah, all of them.
Apparently, when they combine their forces, nothing happens.
No kidding. Why isn't there another DC show? I mean, Marvel's got all those shows in development. They've just got Green Lantern and Young Justice, and Batman's almost over. What's the deal, DC?
There's still the Superman movie that's progressing slowly.
Yeah, but...
And that's it.
Hey, maybe we'll get a new Superman cartoon, because that totally happened when the other one came out, right?
Yeah.
Brainiac Attacks!
That totally doesn't count. I mean, a show. Superman showed up in an episode of The Batman when that came out, right?
What about the Legion of Superheroes? Does that count?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it does, especially because they had to make it Superman and couldn't use Superboy at the time.
Oh, yeah, legal rights. I think they're all...
DC sure has all this crap about legal rights. Of course, Marvel's not doing themselves any favors with shopping out some of their stuff still.
And the Kirby estate, and having just won their round with this against the Kirby estate. And with that, I would say, let's wrap this up. Favorite thing from Comic Con. Your favorite, best and worst of Comic Con. We all have it, so. Sketch, best and worst.
I don't know what my worst is. I mean, I honestly didn't pay that much attention. And as far as, like, panels and stuff, I only saw, like, the regular show panel, which was very amusing to me. So I'm going to go ahead and say that. If I had been at Comic-Con, I would have liked to do that. I would have liked to go to the Ninja Turtles screening because, well, not much was said at that, apparently. But,
apparently.
None of us would have liked
Actually, it might not have been a screening. It, like, they showed something, part of the pilot or something like that. But no full episode work at all. And Playmate showed pictures of toys.
Wow.
Yeah, Nickelodeon's taking their time with that one. Kind of like DC and everything else.
The only difference? They're not going to prematurely release everything. Dragon Piece, best and worst?
He's dead.
Oh, he just died again.
Yeah, he did.
He's been dead for like 5 minutes.
Okay. Don, best and worst?
Oh, best news? I'm going to say... I guess I'll say the Avengers posters. They seem pretty cool. Worst? Let's just look through here. The Green Lantern cartoon. I'm sorry. I just cannot have any optimism for that. Legend of Korra is my best.
Alright. Rocket.
Oh, Legend of Korra might be my best, too.
Legend of Korra is my best. I like the direction they are going with the series. I really like the urban fans. Speaking of that, I like the characters and the elements, such as the cops being metalbenders and the Leo being like tough scandal or something. I just really like what they're going with Legend of Korra, and I can't wait for it to premiere. As for worst, I can't really think of anything bad that we had in that Comic Con, so. Yeah, I have nothing.
Yeah. All right.
But actually, went to Comic Con. I'm sure the worst would have been getting sick.
No, worst would have been waiting in line.
Yeah, that would have been the worst.
Oh boy.
My worst, I will say. Not really, no worst. Best, my favorites. From Comic-Con, let's see. I did like Poison being announced for Street Fighter Cross Tekken. That's going to be interesting. I'm almost tempted to go get Spider-Rock to start collecting Amazing Spider-Man now. Or beginning with Spider-Island. It looks interesting. And also, again, Legend of Korra trailer, it just looked badass.
Mm-hmm.
And with that said, episode done. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your continued support of the Real Scratch Pad, even when we're producing stuff for months on end. If you want to follow us, if you want to contact us for anything, you can email us, realscratchpad@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter, at DragonPiece, at Sketch1984, at TheRealDonEast, at RackAttackForce, and at TetraStork. And of course, also at RealScratchPad. So thank you for your patronage, thank you for listening to us. And
if I do my job correctly, this should be up on a Sunday. So, yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
Can we end with rated R for pirates? That rated R for pirates sound bit, or begin it with that? I don't know, I always wanted to begin with that.
I suppose.
And good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace.
See ya.
Toodaloo.